Coach, you've said a couple of times recently that the last stretch of games here is among the things you're going to be looking at is the learning experience for your team. So is there anything that stood out from last night or was new for you that you wanted to help your team learn today or after the game last night?
There was some real good quickness in our game that I think has been a challenge for us this year related to how we move the puck, and so much of it is just confidence again, you know, and maybe it's a function of Florida, but in alone five or six times. And then the thought process changes ever so slightly in the third. Mind you, they started to skate better in the third. It was a far more even game then. They moved better. But when you have some chances, you don't score, there's the unconscious thought is to change a little bit, just change how you move the puck through the neutral zone. So we didn't get the zone time that we had had through the first two because of that. But I liked, whether it's the young players or the older players, I liked there were a bunch of them that looked like they could play a quicker game, that they could play a simpler game. And so that was something that was, it was a good start.
Speaking of quicker, it appears over the last number of weeks that Joel Armia's confidence is beginning to, or continuing to emerge.
Yep.
Where's that coming from? What foothold has he found?
That's experience more than anything else. So we want to, when we're talking about, you know, the eight or nine young players that we do have in our lineup, everybody develops at a different rate. And just because a player develops very quickly early on doesn't mean that at 24 or 25 he's going to be a better player than a guy that, you know, took a year or two to get to find his way. From training camp to now, we're talking about almost two completely different players. The impact on the game, where he has a great advantage is that he's smart defensively and he has a real good stick. So in buying his time till his offensive game rounds out, as a coach, you like putting him on the ice. So you're not teaching off of 10 mistakes a night that you're trying to get to six mistakes because he does two or three really good things. He does some things very, very well. Very few players can bring the puck across their body like he can. He uses a very long stick to do it and make plays. So you've seen the toe drags and some of the, but he does it on breakouts as well. Very calm with the puck. The area that we were looking for most improvement or hoping was kind of a quickness, a pace to the game, learning the NHL game, keeping your feet moving, probably the areas away from the puck more than anything else, and he's made really good strides with that. So we see going forward, as just his body matures and leg strength and quickness and being able to play at a higher level consistently, the intelligence is there and the hands are there. Where he gets to offensively, I don't think anybody knows quite yet. He's generating more. Who he plays with will have an impact on that. But I don't see him, because he's not a liability on the ice while you're waiting for that offense to develop, I see him playing significant minutes as he develops.
How much trouble was he in for the penalty he took last night in the secondary with you?
We had the opportunity to view it again today. And the last piece of the clip isn't the story that's told. It started all the way from the other end, and there were about three other guys that had a piece on that one. So more concerned with the shorthanded penalty that we took. It's very difficult to go 5-on-3. But positioning and quickness on that at the end, and that there were two or three other mistakes that put him in that position, but he also put himself in that position. So It's part of a theme of how we come back into our end of the ice. The vast majority of chances that we give up 5-on-5 are off the rush from the offensive zone, and how we come back off that was a theme of the game. We were much, much better at it against Florida than we were against Pittsburgh. I mean, it was clearly an area of improvement, but again, goals off the rush.
From your standpoint, can it be a boost for players inside your locker room to be named to these World Cup teams right now like Pavlik was today?
Well, for sure. We want them to all work hard and come back to training camp ready, but you know everybody that's going to the World Cup has a little extra incentive to be good early, to be ready right out of the hop, it's a high level of competition, and as much because all those guys are more rested than they are at any other time in the year, that this thing's going to be going. So anybody, and we hope as many players as we can get on a roster here, it'll be great for them and a great experience.
I know you're focused on your team, obviously, with the evaluation and that kind of thing, but you've got Florida last night, you've got the Islanders tomorrow, two teams that are playoff teams. Is this still good to kind of match up where a lot of your young guys are against some elite players?
Well, that's the, you know, it's a great opportunity. Just Ehlers and Scheifele alone are going to play against the other team's best. And for Nick and for Mark, it wasn't a role that Mark had to take on too much last year. He was always kind of second off the bench in that role, and Little and Ladd and Frolik had that job. You know, and that goes to, you know, almost the theme. We're in the top 10 of the National Hockey League from shots in the slot, the red zone, whatever you want to call the high percentage area, which means we're generating enough offense. The finish on that offense, I truly believe, is going to come, and some of it comes with experience. But can we generate that and not be in the bottom third in those shots against? We're not right now. We're in the middle of the pack for those kind of shots against. That's what this experience is all. So now, you know, Nick Ehlers from the start of the season to now is seeing a completely different National Hockey League. So he came out in the three-hole when he started. That's a completely different player. Now it's going to be the Ekblads last night. You're going to see that. You're going to see the other team's best line. And if you make a decision that's not solid, Blake Wheeler included, anybody on that line, the players that are going the other way are going to make you hurt. So it's a great opportunity for those guys to do it. And if they don't come off the bench, then we've got Dano, Lowry, and Armia, all of them under 23, doing the same thing. So it's a stiff, it's quite a task for them, but a real great learning ground for them.
When does Dano start to feel comfortable based on all the travel and everything that he's had to go through in a couple games real quick?
If we look at this from a terms of decision-making and reads, he's been very quick with that. I got lots of time for that part of his game. Where the offense will come, and we'll see. Again, I think he's 21, so it's going to different neutral zone systems than he's used to playing. So there's going to be a learning curve there. But I've liked what I've seen in the small. I think there's quite a bit more there, but that'll get developed.
You mentioned the penalty earlier. It's been a theme much of the year, I guess.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything?
Well, you know that we're top 10 in our last seven games for restraining penalties, right? Not against, but on the positive.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It's moving.
Are you or have you done anything or do you plan to do anything to discourage penalties even more than you have tried to so far?
Well, we're I'm not going to go through the process with you. We're trying to take fewer. The game last night was a good example of it until we got behind it on the second penalty. We're behind the play. That didn't present itself very often in the first two periods. Like up until that point in time, we got the one on staff. We took fewer penalties than they did. And, you know, three's a real good number. If you could hover around that, you'd be really happy with that all year. So in a very small function of the game, when our game gets better, we're going to take fewer penalties. When we get the balance between that offense and defense, when we're not behind the play as much, we will take fewer penalties.
And back to Pavlik briefly, what kind of year would you say he's having?
Yeah, I don't know that I can describe it. I mean, he was good out of the start prior to his injury. He was really good, and then we came in off that trip, and that everybody's numbers got beat up off the trip, and then he was gone. For 3 months, so I'm not sure you can assess his year.
And now?
Yeah, he's come off his injury now.
There's some people say that the biggest difference between your team from last year to this year is goaltending. Would you agree?
It's a piece. What people forget was our November last year. I don't know that we were playing particularly well, and I know our goaltending was spectacular, and that bought us time to get through. What we've done a really good job of, it's not talking about the fact that our number one guy was down for 3 months. And Helly came in and was real good for a while. And we got some decent games on the front end. And Michael's played okay at times and played very well at times. And then we've had, I'm certainly not hanging it on our goaltending, but we're looking for improvement in all aspects of our game.
Paul, sorry, Cameron came in late, so sorry to go back to World
Cup.
Nope,
not doing it.
Please. Just even for a veteran like Pavlik that's been through, you know, Olympics, World Championships, what sort of benefit can a World Cup or another international competition do for...
There's always the opportunity for a great performance, which is a real confidence booster. A guy goes in and has a real big tournament, and they get to walk away feeling that they can play with the elite of the world. I do think it will. This is the first experience that I have, guys going to the World Cup at the start of a season. Anybody that gets named to those teams is going to be primarily focused in their training of being right ready right at the start. The idea that I got a month to get ready, and I'm not talking about to get in shape. I mean just to get my game right. Those guys will be pushing right out of the hop. I mean they'll go right to a World Cup camp early September. So by the time you get them back, they've been exposed to a real high level. Some training camps got 60 guys in it, and the bottom 20 aren't going to be playing in the NHL. Their training camp, everybody on the ice is an NHL player and the high end of an NHL player. So they're going to get 2-3 weeks of real high-end training before their season starts.